Bienvenido de nuevo. Used to, object pronouns, los ejercicios del audio, ¿ok? Todo lo que hicimos en el vídeo, ahora lo vamos a hacer en el audio. Y luego va a haber ejercicio de escrito, ¿ok? Primero, vamos a mirar el vocabulario y luego os voy a leer una historia y las 10 preguntas que ves ahí, pues tendrás que contestarlos. Si entiendes bien lo que hemos hecho en el vídeo, vas a poder contestar las preguntas. Y luego recuerda, la historia, el texto entero de la historia, lo vas a recibir en tu correo electrónico junto con los ejercicios escritos, ¿ok? Entonces, vamos a ver el vocabulario. Desde la izquierda vemos both. Both, ¿vale? TH, ponemos la lengua entre los dientes. Both. Neither o neither. No tiene ningún problema. O neither o neither, ¿ok? In fact, get dark. El pasado sería got dark. None of these. Say, en el pasado said. Steal, en el pasado stole. Trip. Aparte de have a nice trip, una excursión, ¿no? Trip también, siendo verbo, es atropezar. Blocked. Willow. Retired colonel. Retired colonel. ¿Ok? Retired, jubilado. Anyway. Cruel. Nobody. Scared. Here. El pasado es heard. What's going on? Come. Y el pasado es came. ¿Ok? ¿Entendéis las preguntas? How old was Charlotte? Who did he used to go fishing with? He siendo Steve, que lo va a hablar el narrador. What trees did they climb? Which is correct. Number 5. Who did Steve see the other day? Number 6. Did Charlotte see? Number 7. Who shouted? Number 8. Who ran away? Run away. ¿Quién escapó? Run away es escaparse. Escaparse corriendo. Number 9. How did the man catch Steve? ¿Cómo le cogió a Steve el hombre? And number 10. Who came? ¿Quién vino? At the end of the story. Ok, ready? Yo te voy a leer el texto. Luego lo podrás ver. Junto con los ejercicios escritos para comprobar tus respuestas, ¿ok? Here we go. Hi, my name's Steve, and I'm going to tell you something that happened when I was a kid. I used to have some friends who lived in a cottage next to the river. Mark was 12 years old then. I was 11, and his sister Charlotte was 2 years younger than him. I used to go fishing with them in the summer. There are 6 or 7 willow trees next to the river, and there used to be an apple tree in the Davies garden too. We used to climb them and then take the apples from there. Davies was a retired army colonel. He was married to a lady called Edith, and they had 2 sons and 3 dogs. In fact, I saw her the other day in the supermarket. Anyway, one day we were fishing. I was having a good day. I caught 4 fish, so I gave 1 to Charlotte, and I gave Mark the other 1. We were going to leave when Mark and his sister saw somebody near Colonel Davies' garden. It was getting dark, and I didn't know who it was. Who did you see? I asked them. I don't know. I didn't see him very well. It wasn't the Colonel, Charlotte answered. We were crawling to sea. This person was climbing into the garden from the direction of the river. Mark had the idea to climb a tree. Charlotte climbed a willow. And I jumped into the garden and I was climbing the apple tree when suddenly we heard a shout. It wasn't the person we saw next to the river. "Who saw us?" I asked the others. "They didn't see us. They saw you. Run," Charlotte said. I didn't see Mark. As I was running, I saw the man next to the river running behind me. I was very scared. I fell, and the man caught me. "Who are you?" he asked. "What are you doing?" I didn't say anything. I was very scared. "Why did you jump into the garden? Were you going to steal from that house?" I was surprised. "No," I answered. "You were going to steal. We saw you." It was Mark. He and his sister were behind the man. "Why were you climbing into the garden?" "Stop," we heard another voice. It was the colonel. "What's going on here?" Vale. Ahí la historia acaba porque la última parte de la historia lo vas a tener en el ejercicio escrito. Si tienes que oírlo otra vez, repite tantas veces como sea necesario. Presta mucha atención a los him, her, them. Presta atención al used to. Presta atención a todo lo que hicimos en el video. Luego, pones tu nombre, tu correo electrónico, lo recibes en el correo y lo vas a recibir también la última parte de la historia, que es un ejercicio escrito que tendrás que elegir la mejor opción. ¿Ok? Entonces, nos vemos ahora. See you soon. Bye.